You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're cutting through all the noise to get straight to something really valuable. Trust me, this one feels like finding treasure. Think about those days when you just feel drained, you know? Not physically tired, but just mentally wiped out from trying to juggle everyone's expectations, figure out their moods, or, I don't know, defend your own choices. We all feel that.
Oh, absolutely. It's that constant mental load.
Exactly. So what if I told you there were just two simple words that could be like an escape hatch? A way off that emotional treadmill.
Sounds promising.
Well, that's the idea behind Mel Robbins' The Let Them Theory. It's this concept that has really blown up lately. We've dug through, well, pretty much everything, the book itself, key ideas, loads of listener reviews to pull out the absolute best insights for you. Our mission today, give you a real shortcut to understanding this this really powerful approach.
It's such a common struggle, isn't it? That constant battle against what other people think, the pressures coming from outside. We pour so much energy into trying to control things, situations, even people that are just fundamentally beyond our control.
Yeah, totally.
And what's really interesting about the Let Them Theory, I think, is that it's not just about, you know, dropping that burden. It's also about actively redirecting the energy you save. It's genuinely like a two-step mindset shift. Mm-hmm. Understanding both parts is really key to why it works so well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that two-part thing is crucial. It makes it way deeper than it first sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't some like super complex academic thing. It's being called a life-changing tool by millions.
Mm-hmm.
And it all centers around these two simple but kind of revolutionary words. Okay, so let's really unpack this. What exactly is the Let Them Theory?
Well, at its core, it's kind of a step-by-step guide. It's designed to help you stop letting other people's opinions or their drama or, you know, their judgments run your life and drain your battery.
Right, taking back control of your own emotional energy. Exactly. So the first part, let them, that's about making a conscious choice.
It
means allowing others to, well, have their feelings, their reactions, their viewpoints, without feeling like you have to jump in and control it or fix it.
Recognizing where your influence actually ends.
Yes. The book really emphasizes this. Two simple words, let them, will set you free from the exhausting cycle of trying to manage everything and everyone around you. But then there's the second part, just as vital, which we're calling let me.
The redirect.
Precisely. It's about what you choose to do next. With all that energy and focus you just got back, it's about building a life where you actually come first, your dreams, your goals, your happiness. It's an active shift inward.
What's really fascinating here is how it marries profound simplicity with some pretty deep psychological truth. Let them. Isn't about being passive or just, you know, not caring. It's not indifference.
Okay.
Instead, it's an active mental choice. You're deciding to withdraw your emotional investment, your brain power, from stuff outside you that you just can't control.
Like setting a boundary almost.
Exactly. Think of it like deliberately shifting your focus. Instead of pouring energy into their thoughts, their actions, their reactions, let them pulls that energy back instantly. And you feel that, right? You free up those resources.
Yeah, you can almost feel the space opening up.
And then the let me part comes in. It acts as this powerful redirect. you channel all that freed up energy into your own thing, your intentions, your goals, your well-being. It's like putting up a firm mental fence to protect your emotional energy and then reinvesting it wisely in yourself.
That distinction is so important. Active disengagement, not passive indifference. Because, yeah, it's not about cutting people off or ignoring everything. It's about where you place your power.
Yeah,
right.
Precisely.
And look, if anyone needs more convincing about how powerful this can be, Oprah Winfrey. She called it, and I'm quoting here, "Everything I Was Trying to Say for 25 Years." One of the best self-help books I've ever read.
Wow, that's quite the endorsement.
It really is. That definitely makes you sit up and listen. But, you know, for listeners who might be a bit skeptical of self-help stuff in general, what is it about this message, do you think, beyond just a big name backing it? Is Mill's approach different, or is it just the timing? Why now?
Good question. I think it's probably a mix of things, but mostly I'd say its appeal comes from how actionable it is and how simple. You know, lots of self-help talks about letting go, but let them gives you this direct, almost punchy phrase. It's easy to grab onto in the moment.
Right, like a mantra you can actually use.
Exactly. And in a world where we're just bombarded with information, constantly seeking validation online, the idea of actively taking back your inner peace, it feels incredibly relevant now. It sort of validates that feeling of exhaustion so many people have from trying to keep up or please everyone, and then it offers a direct fix.
So it's not just permission, it's like an instruction manual. Let them do their thing, then let me do mine.
Perfectly put. It tells you how to release and critically what to do next.
Okay, so it's about reclaiming that personal power, redirecting your energy. Got it.
Yeah.
But what's really cool is how this simple idea translates into real skills, like mastering some of life's biggest headaches. The book actually promises to teach you how to master 8 specific areas. Let's maybe dig into a few that really jump out.
Sounds good. Where should we start?
How about stopping feeling other people's opinions?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who hasn't been there? That little voice. What will they think? Do they approve? It's just exhausting.
Oh, completely. And this is where let them is just so direct. The insight is realizing that someone else's opinion of you, it's just that. It's their opinion. Filtered through their stuff. Often says more about them, really. So let them, lets you just observe that opinion, good or bad, without sucking it in or feeling like you have to change it. You're basically saying mentally, okay, let them think that.
And then the let me part kicks in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then it's, okay, let me focus on my own values, my truth, what I'm actually doing. It just snaps that people-pleasing cycle and boom, frees up so much mental bandwidth.
That makes total sense. It's that protective boundary again. Okay, another one that hit me was overcoming chronic comparison. Especially now, right? Social media, everyone's perfect highlight reel.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible not to compare sometimes.
Ugh, it's relentless. That constant scroll, seeing everyone else's apparent success or perfect life, it's designed to make you feel less than.
Yeah.
So let them, here isn't about pretending others aren't doing well. It's about understanding. Okay, let them have their journey, their wins, their carefully curated photos. Their path isn't my path. You consciously detach from needing to measure yourself against them.
And the let me.
The crucial let me follows. Okay, now let me focus on my progress, my goals, my actual messy real life.
Mm.
You shift from looking outside for validation to finding it inside. Realizing, you know, letting them shine doesn't dim your light. It frees you up to actually work on your own light.
Wow, that's incredibly powerful. And it connects right into mastering adult friendships, which can get surprisingly tricky sometimes.
Oh, definitely.
We often find ourselves like managing expectations, navigating drama.
Right.
How does this theory help simplify that?
Well, adult friendships work best when they're authentic, right?
Right.
But we fall into these patterns, codependency, people-pleasing, trying to keep everyone happy with us.
Guilty as charged sometimes.
We all are, so let them in friendship means recognizing your friends are adults. They're responsible for their own feelings, their own choices. If a friend's upset or makes a choice you don't vibe with, let them gives them space. Space to feel it, live it without you needing to fix it or take it on.
So you don't have to jump in immediately.
And the let me becomes about, okay, let me be supportive, but with healthy boundaries. Or maybe let me put my energy into friendships that feel good, reciprocal, not draining.
Yeah.
It leads to healthier connections because you're showing up as you, not as like the emotional manager for everyone else.
That really reframes being a good friend, doesn't it? It's support,
yeah.
Not carrying the whole load.
Exactly.
Okay, so beyond those, the book also talks about using this for managing stress by seeing what's outside your control. Also, dealing with negative reactions, not taking them personally. even motivating others by letting them have their own journey, interestingly.
Yeah, you can't force change.
Right. And helping someone struggling without burning yourself out. And a big one, choosing the love you deserve by seeing when you're settling. It really covers a lot of ground in navigating those external pressures.
So as you're listening, just maybe think for a second. Which of those areas feels most relevant to you right now? Because chances are one or two probably pinged something. Now, what's also really interesting is that the let them theory isn't just about you, the individual. It's got legs. It shows up in some really practical, extended ways. The book has these bonus chapters that push it into different life roles.
Yeah, this is where you see how scalable the whole principle is. It's not just personal self-help. Take the Leadership Guide, for instance. It's co-written with a business coach, David Gerbitz. It gives actual tactics for leaders, managers, coaches. Okay, how would let them work in leadership? Seems counterintuitive, maybe.
You'd think, but imagine this. A leader might let them, meaning their team member, make a certain mistake. Within safe boundaries, of course, it allows for learning, for growth, instead of constant micromanaging.
Okay. Less control, more empowerment.
Exactly. Or maybe let them voice disagreement, create that psychological safety. And then the leader's let me is, okay, let me guide this discussion productively. It builds autonomy, resilience in the team, moves beyond just bossing people around.
That makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned it extends to families too.
Right, the parenting guide. This one's with Dr. Stuart Ablon from Harvard's Think Kids. It gives specific strategies for parents, grandparents, teachers, anyone guiding kids, really, to build their confidence and resilience.
So how does let them apply to parenting? That sounds tricky.
It does, but think of it like this. Maybe let them means allowing a child to face a small natural consequence. Like, okay, let them forget their homework once, obviously within reason, so they learn responsibility, instead of you always rushing it to school for them.
Right, learning from experience.
Exactly. And the parents, let me provide support for learning from this, and crucially, let me trust their ability to figure things out and grow. It's not neglect, it's fostering independence, grit.
Okay.
And the fact that there's even a book club guide that just shows it's meant to spark conversations, communal growth. So yeah, it really becomes this foundational tool for lots of different parts of life, not just, you know, a quick personal fix.
It really drives home that this is more than just a catchy phrase. It's a whole framework.
Yeah.
And look, it's clearly not just theory. This thing is genuinely hitting home for people, making real changes. We looked at a ton of real world reviews and the feedback is pretty amazing.
Yes, definitely. The reviews just scream emotional freedom, relief. Someone named Katie called it pure freedom. Bessie said it was life-changing, helped her heal from heartbreak.
Wow.
Yeah, and others, like Pumbarton, said their stress levels decreased almost immediately. Hillary called it her blueprint for moving forward. And what comes through again and again is how relatable Mel Robbins is. Nicole felt it was like a conversation with a wise friend.
That's nice. Not preachy.
Exactly. Another person just said she delivers such great truths with firmness but grace, so it feels like she's guiding you, not lecturing you.
Yeah, that accessibility seems key. And people are using it for really specific, tough stuff too, right?
Oh, absolutely. That shows how broad it is. Katrin mentioned it helped with really ingrained patterns, people-pleasing, comparison, trying to control things, stuff many of us wrestle with. Bessie found it vital for dealing with unhealthy relationships. And Hillary, who called herself a chronic worrier, overthinker, adopted it immediately, said it empowered her to step out of those really draining cycles.
Yeah.
These aren't small things, you know. They're huge quality of life challenges.
No kidding. It seems to really hit those core struggles.
And this brings us back to something really important that let me part we talked about. Reviewers kept bringing this up. They stressed that, okay, let them gives you the release. It frees you from the external stuff. But it's the let me part that actually empowers you to do something with that freedom.
Ah, so it's the action step.
Precisely. Cumbarton, Hillary, others, they specifically mentioned that after they let go of trying to control others, they then consciously use that energy for themselves, their own goals, their own well-being. It's the necessary follow-through. It lets people genuinely take back control and say, okay, now let me focus on what I can build, what matters to me. So it's not just passive letting go, it's active stepping into your own power. Your own intentions. It's the full circle, you know, not just half the equation.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It completes the thought. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, it feels pretty clear that the Let Them Theory offers this really profound, but also super simple path. A path to freedom, clarity, and kind of taking your power back. It's about realizing you don't actually have to carry the weight of everyone else's opinions or their drama or their judgments.
Such a relief just thinking about it.
Isn't it? You can actively choose to release that burden. That's the let them. And then critically, you redirect. You take that saved energy, that focus, and point it back at yourself, the let me. Prioritizing your own happiness, your goals, your well-being, and seeing how it applies everywhere. Relationships, leadership, parenting, just shows it's this really versatile, potentially life-changing tool for anyone feeling a bit stuck or overwhelmed.
Which leads to, I think, a really important question for you, the listener, to maybe mull over this week. How might really embracing this dual mindset let them, acknowledging what you truly cannot control in others, how might that actually free up your mental space, your emotional energy, to focus completely on what you can control, what you can create in your own life through that let me perspective? Just take a moment, maybe later today, think about where you might be holding on too tight to people, situations, outcomes, things you could perhaps just let them. And then very intentionally decide, what will you let yourself do or be or create instead?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.